I'm joined by the head coach of Canada's national women's hockey team, Troy Ryan, ahead of Game 5 of the rivalry series between Canada and the United States. I almost said the Saskatoon Blades. I'm so ingrained into that, I have to watch myself. It is natural. Troy, Game 5, you guys are looking to do something you did last year, so you know it can be done, right?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, familiar position, not one you want to be in, obviously, but you know, we've been here before. The one thing unique about the rivalry series, too, is you're never dealing with the same roster. So although it's Canada and U.S., you're never really dealing with the same roster. So just making sure with this group, we educate them on where we're at and what we're trying to do, what we're trying to accomplish.
13 or 14 girls are coming back that played in the last games in Ontario. How do you go about getting them ready, considering they're playing in the Professional Women's Hockey League, many of them, and they don't get a chance to actually practice together?
Yeah, for sure. Only one practice and then a game day skate today, so not a lot of time. But our core's generally been our core for a number of years now. So any of the new players, you're just trying to bring a little bit of a foundation to them. But a lot of them have been through September camps and camps with Hockey Canada in the past. So I don't think a lot's different. I think the one thing that's good with the Professional League as well as one of our coaches from Montreal, one's from Boston, so me in Toronto, so I think they're getting a lot of this stuff anyway on their club team.
The evolution of women's hockey is something. I mean, we're going through something that's unprecedented right now with the introduction of the Professional Women's Hockey League, and I was discussing it with you before we got started. The idea that they have to stop the league, play these games, and then start up again next week, it almost feels like international soccer, where they stop the leagues and then have the international window and then come back to league play later on.
Yeah, it's amazing. I think it just shows the collaboration with the IIHF and the Professional Women's Hockey League. The women that are playing in this league, whether it's coaches or athletes, they've been fighting for this for a long time, and it's amazing. I've been so impressed with what the Professional Women's League's been able to do in such a short period of time. So it's just great, nice to break it. You know, if you saw practice yesterday, it's funny, I had to give them about 10, 15 minutes at the end. You just saw little pockets of people together and just, you know, reconnecting, mm-hmm. having conversation and just reconnecting as a team. But no matter what, you know, with their club teams, whether even during the year when you're dealing with NCAA players, I think this group always appreciates getting together. You got high-performance people, high-performance athletes, in a high-performance environment. So I think they just love being together.
But there'll be no problem getting the intensity going when these two nations play against one another, even though so many of them are playing a game with each other on the various club teams, even though they're from Canada and the U.S.
No, I think that's what you've seen in the league as well as in any international play. I think it's just going to be heightened when it's Canada against U.S. So it's one of the best parts of the game is that they're allowing it to be played and play physical. I think fans want to see it. I know the athletes want to see it, and coaches love it.
You brought up the physical aspect. International hockey kind of frowns on that, the international rules. Do you have to kind of remind the girls, hey, you know, you have to kind of back off that stuff that you're able to do in the PWHL when we get to this?
Yeah, I mean, good players obviously adjust to what the situation is. And, one thing we did is we reached out. We're looking forward to having a little conversation with the officials here before tonight's game just to get an idea how they are going to call it. A lot of these officials ref in the PWHL as well. So, same with the collaboration with the league and the breaks. I know they're going to collaborate on what's best and how it should be officiated, but it's our job to adjust to what they're doing.
Troy, let's go back to looking ahead here. You've got these three games, and then, of course, there's the World Championships coming up in April, and ultimately that's the big prize. Nobody ever wants to lose. You're always evaluating, though. You want to win while you're doing the evaluation, but ultimately it's about being ready to play in that gold medal game and winning at the end there. So are you pleased with the progression that you've been able to make throughout this season?
Yeah, even coming into this event, we talked in one of our first meetings just about the importance of trying to find a way to win this, because I think success and experience and success together is a good development for a world championship. But ultimately, you do want to get better for the world championship. So if there's a point in this series where obviously we want to win, but if we are not successful, the focus quickly shifts to, what do we got to do now to finish out this series, but actually continue to develop for the world championship. And then the one thing that's, I think the history of the rivalry series and the world championships is success at the rivalry series doesn't ultimately mean success at world championships. I think, years that we've won the rivalry series, we lost worlds, and years that we lost it, we won worlds. So we don't put a lot of stock into it other than, it's a great opportunity to showcase the product for fans, and it's also a great preparation for us for World Championships.
I'm speaking with Troy Ryan, the head coach of Canada's national women's hockey team. I've got two more to ask you with regards to a couple of players who are both from here in Saskatoon and getting ready to play in front of hometown folks. Emily Clark has been around with the team for quite a while. She's part of that core group. But what has she meant to this team and to this program as things have gone along?
Yeah, I mean, Emily's awesome. I mean, she's part of the core group for sure and has been for a number of years, but she's also a big part of the core identity of this team as well. The way she plays the game hard, she plays the game the right way. And that's what when this program started to shift a little bit in the last number of years, I think it's mostly because of the character of people like Emily Clark that just compete. They want to win. They want to be good teammates. They're passionate about the game. So a person like Emily is everything that we want this program to be.
And Sophie Shirley, getting the opportunity for the first time to play with the senior national team, is relishing this opportunity to play. I mean, she wants to open up some eyes and maybe be considered to play at the World Championships.
Yeah, for sure. A lot of times it's hard for some of the younger players because often they come up through U18 program, the under-22 development team, and then it feels like it's a natural next step to just play in the senior team, when in reality, a lot of people got to go to college for 3 or 4 years. And I think the timing of this professional league for someone like Sophie is amazing because, when you don't have a training ground for them to play in, you don't really get the opportunities to see. So you have a tendency to stick with what you know and who you're working with on a daily basis. So Sophie's someone that right off the bat with this league kind of impressed us. I think she showed, obviously not a big, huge, strong player, but she's her skills and she's been able to play with the physicality of this league. So I think that's impressed us right off the bat. I think a lot of people just assume that, she's close on that mix and we're playing in Saskatchewan, so we pick her up. It's got nothing to do with it. It's a great storyline and stuff like that, but Sophie deserves to be here and deserves to get the opportunity, and we're really excited to see what she'll do.
Troy, wish you all the best here over the next 3 games and, of course, into the World Championships. Thank you for the time.
Awesome. Thanks for covering it.